Nebraska Kearney. UNK has always been it, or has been some other schools, but are the Lopers always been at the top of your list?
Yeah, Kearney definitely has been always at the top of my list. I mean, I looked at Westland and stuff, but just as far as like the education program, Kearney was just a better fit for me.
And you've got a chance to know those coaches one way in the camp, stuff like that over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, I haven't actually gotten any track camps over at Kearney, but just, you know, at the state cross-country meet, I emailed Coach Bonzel my junior year and kind of, you know, mentioned about wanting to run for him. And he's like, well, you know, you've been on the radar. And I was like, yeah. It's always funny because we're always you know, I always reach out right before he reaches out. And so the state cross-country meet, we were able to talk about continuing my education and career there. So,
yeah, what a career. I mean, you got one spring coming up still, but all the other state meets and stuff like that, it's been quite a journey, hasn't it?
Yeah, it definitely has. I remember back in seventh grade when I did the Junior Olympics and competing and all that stuff. And so it's just kind of exciting to be continuing that into college. So,
but you got high hopes this spring. You want to make this spring a really good one, don't you?
I do. You know, after the state meet last year, kind of with my 400 and 800 times and places and stuff like that, I want to bounce back and, you know, reclaim my championship. So,
what things different are you planning on doing from last spring to this spring? What's training, stuff like that? What are you going to do different?
So it's not as much physical training as it is mental. I think last year my mentality was not where it should have been. And so I think just changing that and really understanding that, you know, it's not about me anymore. Because that's kind of how it was my sophomore year. No, it's like, it's not about me. It's like, I've been given this gift to honor and glorify God. So kind of taking that pressure off that I had junior year, I had a lot of pressure to, you know, go back to back, but now I don't really have that pressure anymore, so I can really just focus on that. You know, it's truly not about me. So.
And as a team, this girls team has a chance to really make some noise this year and make some noise there in Class B.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, it's kind of funny. So Brittany Kinney signed yesterday, and I didn't even know about that. Otherwise, I would have showed up. So she's really good with throws, and we have some sprinters, you know, Paige Bordner and Kennedy Walsh. We can put together 4x4 and run that pretty good. So I'm pretty excited.
There's some records, more records on the board to be broken, aren't there?
Oh yeah, there is. So it'll be a long shot for both the 4 and 8, but that's what I'm going for. So
long shots? What are you talking about? Come on! Don't you think you can get there?
No, I do. I do think I can, but it's definitely work. You know, having Molly Sugar set those records and just the incredible athlete and career she's had is tough to compete with. So
Coach Peterman, you want to knock her off one of those marks, don't you? In the worst way.
Oh yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Don't be shy about it. You want to do it. Basketball season going on right now. Enjoying your basketball season.
I am. Yes. It's been a very good season so far. You know, our record doesn't necessarily show up, but we've put in a lot of time and effort, and, you know, the wins will come. Mm-hmm. But I'm just really proud of my teammates so far. So
you couldn't miss against Holdridge the other night. What was the deal?
Well, it's because I missed against Kearney Catholic. Oh, so I had to make up for it, you know, and then I couldn't miss against Holdridge. So.